I had an individual ask what can be done for wear and tear in the joints. This particular person wanted to know about their hands, but many of us have wear and tear in our knees, our back, our hands, our elbows, shoulders, you name it. So this is called osteoarthritis, and it just means wear and tear in the joints. And thankfully, wear and tear in the joints is not a inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis. So it's not the body attacking itself. It's not an autoimmune condition, but the discomfort that we have in the joints, that is inflammation. And that's why a legion of people use Advil and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to have comfort with these joints. In functional medicine, we tend to use anti-inflammatory food plans, anti-inflammatory principles like getting enough sleep, eating whole food as medicine, stress management, social connection, moving enough to keep the joints lubricated and comfortable. And then we'll use botanical and nutraceutical anti-inflammatories more so than non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. NSAID drugs tend to punch little holes in the gut barrier, what's called leaky gut, so they both quench the symptoms of the degenerative joints and sort of perpetuate the inflammation on a fundamental level, whereas things like curcumin, boswellia, bromelain, quercetin, et cetera, a host of natural anti-inflammatories sort of peck 100 little holes in the inflammatory cascade and don't disrupt the gut barrier. So a lot of people like using those things, and it is safe to stack them. Also, some people that have joints close to the surface will use a topical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory called diclofenac or Voltaren gel, which is very safe, used topically, and doesn't build up much in the system. So hopefully that addresses that individual's question.